setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Imagine a sumptuous Sunday brunch in the midst of 170 picturesque acres and two lakes on the edge of Warren and St. Charles County. That would describe Sunday brunch at Cedar Lake Cellars Winery. From 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., enjoy fresh-made omelets and a variety of locally sourced vegetable dishes and baked goods for only $18.95 per person, including your first glass of sangria, mimosa, or Bloody Mary bar. Reservations are recommended, and all guests should be over 21. Of course, you can enjoy lunch and dinner Friday through Sunday at Cedar Lake Cellars. With the addition of the Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., Cedar Lake Cellars Winery is less than 4 miles from I-70, just a short drive away. For all the details, go to cedarlakecellars.com. Cedar Lake Cellars, St. Louis's premier event venue and winery.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and you've heard me talk about the Infinity from Marvin, the 100% fiberglass window available from Amazing Siding and Windows. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. Don't be fooled by the gimmicks the other window companies try. Vinyl windows simply don't stack up. And you need to act now at 636-230-5800. Remember that number, 636-230-5800, because you'll save 15% off per window and $250 off per patio door. No money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 18 months. But you must act now. Get those new windows and patio doors before the holidays. Start saving on your energy costs. 636-230-5800 or stop by the Amazing Siding and Infinity showroom there in Ellisville, Old State Road, just off Manchester. AmazingSidingSTL.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it from your friends at the Big 550. AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do this. Get a worry-free alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Don't miss Kohl's Season's Greetings Sale. Starting Tuesday, you'll find 30 to 50% off great outerwear and cold weather accessories for your family. Find your yes. Kohl's.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I love to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond, and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick, I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. Proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name. But I know without a doubt, it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Yeah, that night I was riding with Private Malone. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Singer's name is David Ball. I don't know a lot about him. He spent some time in country music. He didn't have a lot of hits. Dan and I like, the one we like is...
yes, I've
got a thinking problem.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem.
I like to do the drum. Pull that up, Peon.
Right.
I want to see how close I am with that little...
I admit... I've got a thinking problem.
All right, you don't think we're any good? Wait till you hear how close we are to the real guy, David Ball. Let me know when you got this pulled up. Again, we'll give you our version.
I love that song.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem.
Okay, it's a little higher a register.
Yeah.
We were a little bit low. That's David Ball, same guy that did the Driving Private Malone. I got an email from somebody who said, how about I Drive His Truck? It's a great song, but it's kind of the same song. It's a story of parents lost a son in the service, and so to keep his memory alive, they drive his truck. It's a good song, probably a little too similar. I mentioned earlier it's a good idea to get people to write down their stories.
Someone called during the break and said that they used to, their grandpa, I think, they used to get a recorder, and he didn't know that they were recording.
Oh,
and
that's a great idea.
And they'd hit the record button, and he started telling stories. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes people freeze up if they think they're being recorded.
Yeah.
In, I believe this is Harrison, New York, there's a workshop, and it's a writing workshop. It's there are about 200 vets, 8 or 10 at a time. They go through a 10-week workshop. It's funded by Fordham University, and they teach them how to write, how to put down on paper their... So they've had a whole bunch of people go through there who now have essentially little autobiographies of their time in the service. I have a really great story. I have two or three of these for you. And, you know, when I came in, Bruce, you guys were working on, I heard you rehearsing the Requiem for a Soldier, the Veterans Tribute. It sounded pretty good. Can you play that while I read this? What you got? What's wrong?
He's warming up.
Okay. true story. Guy's name is Ed Bray, B-R-A-Y. He was part of the invasion storming the beach at Normandy during World War II. Earned two Purple Hearts. And I saw a profile of this guy not long ago on TV, and I'm not kidding. It's one of those things that, again, if you don't well up and a tear doesn't fall, I don't know how you could not have that happen. He said in the interview that the toughest thing that he ever had to face in his life, now this is at 89, two Purple Hearts, Normandy, he said the toughest thing was his illiteracy. He could not read or write. And it was just something that really obviously bothered him for decades. And he talked about how he was able to keep it a secret that he couldn't read or write. When he was on the job at an Air Force base, he would have co-workers help him with documents. Now stop for a minute and think about how hard that would be to pull off, that you can't read or write. How do you even do that? So, his wife did the same thing for 62 years until she passed away in 2009. And finally, he was so ashamed that he started telling friends, you know, I can't read and I want to read. I don't care. He said, if I read a book about Mickey Mouse, before I die, I want to read one book. In 2013, a professor named Toby Thompson, Northeastern University in Oklahoma, decided to spend whatever time it took with Ed Bray, 89, and help him accomplish what he never thought would be possible. And he read his first book. His first book was a grade school level biography about George Washington. And after he read it, they interviewed him. He said, this just makes me feel so good. And now I don't plan to ever stop reading. And I think now he's read three books. Good for this guy.
Yeah.
89. And, you know, that has to be almost impossible to pull off for all those years, 62 years as an adult, to fake it that you could read or write. I mean, think about an average day you go through. Somebody comes up and goes, hey, look at this, read this. I mean, or fill this out. Or I don't know how I was able to do that. Let me give you another one. I have another good story, a couple of good stories. Just keep playing, Bruce. You guys are doing a great job. This is, I also saw this guy interviewed on TV. His name is Travis Mills. And I guess the reason for this story is, let me preface this by saying I'm a complainer. All right? I am. I don't complain publicly, I hope. Not to too many people, but at home and to myself, I complain. And I got nothing to complain about. That's what's so disgusting about it. I have all my limbs, and I don't have cancer, and I have three great kids, and I really don't have anything to complain. But I still manage to find things to complain about. And you hear a story like this, and you go, well, I'll never complain again. And then I turn around and do it anyway. But this is Travis Mills, and I guess what you take away from this story is next time you complain about anything, or I do, maybe think about this guy. There are only five quadruple amputees who have survived the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's one of them. He's part of the 82nd Airborne Division, and he had planned on being in the Army indefinitely. He describes what happened to him, and what happened to him was an IED that he stepped on and blew his arms and legs off. And his description of it was a rough day at work one day. Hmm. Yeah, he had a rough day at work. 4 days later, he wakes up, he's in a hospital, and on his birthday, they tell him he has no arms and legs. So you go through the obvious, you know, how can I live like this? People around you trying to say you're going to be fine. And by the way, if anybody came to me when my legs and arms were all gone and said you're going to be fine, I'd go, get out of my room. How do you know I'm good? What are you talking about? I would be that guy. But he said he now drives a car. This guy's no arms and legs. I vaguely remember seeing this story on television, And he's got a special car, like the people that steer the wheelchairs with a straw and a thing with their chin or something. He can drive a car. He drives a car, he feeds himself, and he dresses himself. Again, he has no arms and legs. He says he's grateful for his wife. And he said the reason for his resiliency is his daughter. And now he wants to spend the rest of his life inspiring wounded soldiers. He says a lot of people like to say I'm a wounded warrior, but that's past tense. I used to be wounded. And now I'm healed and I'm going on with life. How about that guy? No arms, no legs. And if anybody is going to get up and speak to... Look, if I'm a veteran, and I lost an arm or I lost a leg, burned, whatever, this is one of the few people I'll actually listen to. I'll pay attention to this guy. What are you going to say to him? Oh, you don't understand? I think he does. He lost his arms and his legs. Again, his name is Travis Mills. If you want to look him up and get, as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest.
Harvey.
Yeah, it's Paul Harvey that says
what
that.
Is it?
Yeah, Paul Harvey.
Okay, and then how about this real quickly, since it's Veterans Day. Last Sunday, just this past Sunday, 21-year-old Army veteran leaving a private residence where there was a party. This guy just returned from 18 months in Afghanistan. He walks out in front of this house last Saturday in California, San Fernando Valley. Guy pulls up in a white SUV. They get into some kind of argument, and the guy shoots him dead and kills him. 18 months in Afghanistan. And you hear these stories, too, about, you know, a soldier comes back, and he finally gets home, and then the car hits him. Or he's in a car wreck. There are certain things in life that we will never, ever be able to explain or understand. And, you know, I've told you before when people say that, well, there's a reason for everything. Really? Explain the reason for that. All right, Colin Jeffrey's going to join us, and I would imagine, knowing him and the hard worker he is, that he will have something veteran-related in the way of entertainment. Oh, and I think it's still in the theaters, Fury with Brad Pitt. I saw this a couple of weeks ago. World War II movie. Essentially, the story is about guys assigned to a tank, and in the World War II, the United States tanks were inferior to the German tanks. It's a tremendous movie, and I don't hear any chatter about it. Do you, Fury?
No.
I don't hear anything.
No.
I'm telling you, I put it up there. It's not Saving Private Ryan, but it's not far behind, and that's another one, Saving Private Ryan. And if I don't stop, we'll get started, and we'll start thinking of movies, and we'll have a whole list of them, and that's Colin's job, so he'll be in here to do that very shortly. Associated Physicians Group, this year, this is the 13th annual Secret Santa program. 13 years ago, a guy named Jay Today, who's the president of Associated Physicians Group, overheard a couple of weeks before Christmas a patient that they had talking about her situation. And the more he listened, the more he wanted to know more. So he starts talking to her. And it's one of those super sad series of bad breaks, hard luck, kids aren't going to have a Christmas thing. So Jay shares the story with some of the other people at Associated Physicians Group saying, hey, you know, we've got a patient that comes in here. This woman has really, really got a tough road she's going down, and maybe we can do something. They took up a collection, and they made that a terrific Christmas for her and her family. Now, fast forward, this is the 13th year. In these 13 years, Associated Physicians Group has helped make a better Christmas and help provide a better Christmas for 1,400 families. Pretty impressive. If you'll go to their website, the story of how Jay started this 13 years ago and what Associated Physicians Group does and how you can help is on their site. And their site is apgpain.com. That's apgpain.com. And, of course, that's the site you go to if you want to learn more about a terrific bunch of people who are very well trained in physical therapy and pain management. And they have locations in Illinois, one in Missouri. Go to the website, read about the Secret Santa program, what you can do if you'd like to help, and what they do on a daily basis to get people out of pain, give them back their lives and their mobility. Again, APG, think of all pain gone, apgpain.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, they've cleared that accident on southbound 170 on the ramp to eastbound 40, but in the middle of that jam, there's another crash. It's in between Delmar and Ladue. The right lane is blocked. So now southbound 170 is pretty well jammed up from Page down to this accident. Then it opens up pretty well. Still working with this crash on eastbound 70 east of Air Flight. Only the right lane of eastbound 70 is open. Natural Bridge is shut down. Traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 270. Westbound drivers slowing down from 170 to Air Flight, and then things open up there. And eastbound 270, that's running slow now, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. 7-2 Missouri travels to 7-3 Texas A&M this weekend. The Tigers looking for their second straight SEC East title, have a one-game lead with 3 to play. The game kicks off at 6:30. Tiger Network coverage from historic Kyle Field begins at 4:30, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Don't miss Kohl's Season's Greetings Sale. Starting Tuesday, you'll find 30 to 50% off great outerwear and cold weather accessories for your family. Find your yes. Kohl's.
The clown with his pants falling down. That's a dream of romance or the scene.
All right, not actually deviating from our Veterans Day show. I'm sure that Colin Jeffrey will have something veterans related in his entertainment segment, and it is time for that segment, courtesy of the folks at Oreck. The Oreck Home Care Centers. There are several in the area. They're all locally owned and operated. And yes, they're the people that make the great vacuum cleaners, but they have so many other great products. Please stop in. Call them your AM and the PM. And now with some entertainment stuff, here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, hello, friends.
Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I like it when we do this.
Well, there you go.
Stuff. I enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
What do you have, and does it include anything veteran?
I do have, we're going to deviate a little bit today in the second half of the report. I don't have entertainment stories. Instead, what I have is what I consider the best movies or movie you may have missed about every war the U.S. has been involved in, every major war. So something a little different.
Okay.
The DVD is coming out this week. The big one is How to Train Your Dragon 2. It's every bit as good as the first one. Real good sequel. I liked it quite a bit. Jersey Boys, which everyone loved. The stage show. I saw this in theaters. It is really not good. Clint Eastwood sort of fell down on the job.
And what
there.
Is it again?
Jersey Boys. Story of Frankie Valli.
Can I tell you something? I agree with you. I saw the play. It was fantastic. The movie? No.
Yeah.
He messed it up. Yeah. I really do believe he didn't do it justice.
Yeah, he did not do well with it, but I don't know. They made it. It's out on DVD. You can check it out. And then two comedies that weren't too funny. Let's Be Cops. That was all right. That one is out. It's a pair of guys who dress up for a Halloween party or a costume party, and they dress up as cops, and then they decide to act as cops. And then we have Tammy with Melissa McCarthy, and that movie was not funny. It was one of my least favorite movies of the year so far.
A little of her goes a long way. You can only see her being crude and knocking people around so many times.
Yes, but she's very good in St. Vincent, the movie with Bill Murray.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
I agree.
I thought she was very good. Yeah. And then TV, if you want to catch up on your campy TV, you can buy Batman, the complete television series with Adam West. It's available for sale today on DVD.
All right.
So there you go. On TV, well, tonight, Fox News has been touting this for a while. They have Robert O'Neill on, the Navy SEAL, who says he shot Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
This is the teaser. They released part of that interview.
Okay.
They told us a couple of things, like, we're going to read you in eventually, and here's who's going to be there. And they said a few names that didn't make sense. You know, a few of us were talking a couple days later about this person, why would they be there? It's bin Laden. They found him.
There you go. So it's Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL. Further in that interview, a few other excerpts they release. He says that the SEALs were were training on it and saying they were under the impression this was kind of a one-way trip. They weren't going to come back from this. They'd either be blown up in the house or the compound, or they'd be arrested and die in a Pakistani prison. So that is on tonight, 9 o'clock.
What was that?
That's the next Fox News clip playing automatically. Sorry. So that's on tonight, 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow night they finish it. So, yeah, you can check that out on Fox News.
What do you think? How do you feel about this? Real quickly, you think this guy's out of line telling this story? You know, stepping ahead, forward, getting the spotlight put on him? It doesn't seem right to me.
I think a little bit, and the way I always go back to it is my grandfather served as a chaplain in the Korean War, and I never heard word mum from him unless I asked directly about what he did in the war. And he just sort of did it. He needed to go do it, and he did it, and he came home, and it wasn't a, you know, hey, but again, this guy's here. I mean, who am I to say what he can do? I didn't go over there. I didn't do any of it. So
you think
I guess
he's a
I
hero?
Can't judge.
You were almost calling him a hero. You think he's a hero?
Well,
He's
doing his job under pretty extraordinary circumstances, yeah. I would say.
And so were all the other guys with him.
And all the SEALs, and apparently that's their credo. That's their...
Is that there's no...
It's a group thing right
yeah,
there.
That's
no
a team.
Right, and he
they're
couldn't have
team.
Done any of that without any
you, man,
of the guys.
I think this is backfiring on most of what I read and see. Most people aren't too thrilled with what he's done here.
Yeah.
It's not the SEAL way.
No, but everyone is going to tune in to watch this.
Oh,
there's going to
be
huge ratings for this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all over. A few other items. If you want to watch something about the Navy SEALs but do not want to watch this, at 8 o'clock tonight, you can tune in to PBS. They have a documentary called Navy SEALs, Their Untold Stories. And it starts out with sort of the group of what they call the proto-SEALs. 1944, the Normandy landings, the group of people who sort of organized those and sort of led the charges, they say, might have created the idea of the Navy SEALs down the road. That's definitely worth a look tonight, though.
I have another movie that's in the Navy SEALs realm, Pacifier. I just wanted to see what Colin's reaction
Vin
was.
Diesel.
Oh, yes.
Vin Diesel, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, the other thing is, did you ever see the documentary where showing, and they couldn't show all of it, but some of what they went through in training and how out of 100, like 8 guys make it or something? Did you ever see what they have to do? I don't
No.
see how any human being could ever get through that program.
Yeah.
Like cold, ice cold water and holding your
breath.
Oh, yeah.
They essentially, it's like 4 days of no sleep. And
oh, my goodness.
They get as close to killing them as they can.
That's
legally,
exactly right. They take you
is.
Right to the brink of death.
And they're like, oh, you want to do this still? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not one of those. On a lighter note, Chelsea Peretti, I don't know if you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's a character on there, but she's a sort of long-suffering stand-up comedian, and she has a special that starts airing on Netflix. It's called One of the Greats. I've seen parts of this. It deals a lot with making fun of stand-up specials. I really like her. If you like stand-up comedy, I think that's worth a listen to. And then if you have HBO, you can get this on HBO Go. It's definitely on demand. It's called The Last Patrol. This is a documentary. Two journalists were covering, they'd covered wars together. And in Libya, one of the two died. They had always planned on walking along the railroad tracks from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Well, one of the journalists died. So the survivor called up his friend and said, let's expand this. Let's walk further and get the pulse of America on sort of all sorts of things, but on war. And what this comes down to is what they found is that the trust forged, you know, among those brothers in combat, it's really not found anywhere else in America. So it's something worthwhile to watch. I think it's interesting. HBO has it. It aired last night, but you can check it out anytime if you have it HBO on demand.
Okay.
And then some movies. So we're going to start all the way back with the Revolutionary War. Again, these may not be the best. They're just movies people might not have seen that I think are particularly good. So when we go back to the Revolutionary War, I'm going to start with actually a Disney movie. But it's great. It's historically accurate. I think it shows a really interesting time in America. It's called Johnny Tremaine. You aware of this?
No.
So it tells a story of a young silversmith who... finds himself sort of befriended by the Sons of Liberty in Boston, and it leads right up to the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. It's really worthwhile to just watch, and it's something you can watch with kids, you know, sort of tweens, let's say, and beyond. I kind of enjoy it, and I think you should check it out.
Okay.
Civil War. This one's probably pretty obvious, but...
What's that about?
The Civil War?
Yeah. Well, just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
When did it start?
Civil War. See, I said, what's that about?
When did it start?
So this one makes me tear up every time. I think it does everyone glory.
You know, I've never seen it.
Well, now you have to. You've never seen this?
No.
That's the black serviceman, right?
It's the Civil War's first all-black volunteer company, and Matthew Broderick plays the leader.
Is it Denzel Washington in it?
Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, Matthew Broderick.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I apologize. I'm apologizing right now. Andrew Dupree. No, okay, forget it. I'll take it back. Let me take it back. Okay, I backed it up. Edit that out, Pia.
All right.
No, Glory, I need to see this. Every time I like somebody like you mentions, they go, all right, I'm going to watch that, and then I forget.
You have to see this. This is, it's great, and I really enjoy it quite a bit, and it'll make you tear up every time you watch it. We had to watch it in school, so at the end of the thing, we're all sitting in class. There's 30 of us sitting in class, and everyone's essentially crying in class. And you're like, this was a horrible idea, teacher.
What, were you like a senior in high school crying in front of the girls and stuff?
A junior in high school.
No, did you like, oh, my goodness, that's just as bad.
Did you like the Mel Gibson movie, Patriot? The Patriot?
I did.
I did, too.
I like him.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Speaking of that, Colin, this guy's pretty much just gone, Mel Gibson. Has anybody heard or seen anything from him for 5 years, ever since the world realized what a jerk he is?
Meltdown. He did a small release movie with Jodie Foster.
Oh, The Beaver.
The Beaver, in which he played a father who has like a dissociative break and can only speak through a mannequin of a beaver, like a ventriloquist puppet. Dummy.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it looked horrible. I didn't see it.
Wow. Yeah.
So there you go. That's World War One movies. I'm going to move on because this no one ever thinks about. World War One movies, there's a great one directed by Stanley Kubrick. It's got Kirk Douglas as the main star. It's called Paths of Glory. Have you ever seen this?
No.
No.
I have not.
This shows World War One was really classified by the brutal trench warfare and mustard gas was used. It was just a brutal war. This captures that.
We talked to Kirk Douglas about that.
Yeah, we did, Dan. I remembered that.
Yeah, about the war and about all of that.
Well, and he wasn't happy with his own performance. He's very critical of himself. And I said, Kirk, that's a good movie. What do you think? How do you think you did as an actor in that movie and your performance? Here's what he said. Against it, it makes me sick. Kirk Douglas, the great Kirk Douglas. I did not like his own performance.
No. Damn, that's something.
Couldn't stand it.
No, but that is called Paths of Glory. 100% watch this. It's one of the best war movies ever made. And World War One, no one ever talks about. It's overshadowed by World War Two in everything. Movies.
It really is.
Popular
I mean,
culture.
It really is. Most of the war movies are about World War Two. Did you saw Fury with Brad Pitt? Right?
I did not see it. No,
oh,
I haven't
goodness.
Seen it yet.
You got to see this.
I will check it out.
All right.
World War II, the easy choice was Saving Private Ryan. I think everyone's seen it. So I went back to another D-Day movie that I remember seeing growing up. And, wow, the more I've watched it, the sort of better I think it ages. The Longest Day.
Wow, that's an old one.
It's an old one. But, man, I just really like the way they follow the different companies and the different characters through what they're doing. The paratroopers who drop behind enemy lines. And have you seen this?
I think I saw it a long time ago, but I need to rewatch it.
But the thing that always sticks with me
Gary
is
Gary Cooper. Who's in this thing?
John Wayne, Robert Ryan, Richard Burton.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was this is back in the days when they signed contracts with studios. So they just said, hey, we've got a movie. Everyone's doing it. And so they just pulled everyone on board with this. But what I remember is the paratroopers, I guess, I don't know if this, I think it was true, but what they were told to do is to make like a clicking sound when you, because there were no radios, there were no shortwave radios like they have now, where if someone's coming around the corner. So they had these little clickers that they supplied the American troops so that these paratroopers drop in and they don't know who's around the corner. So they click. And if you're an American, you're supposed to click back. And so this is just something that's stuck in my head from when I saw this.
What if your clicker broke? You get shot.
You get shot. Yeah.
You don't want your clicker breaking.
Definitely not
and
good.
You'd start yelling, click, click,
hey,
click.
Anybody remember, you remember as a kid, those little, there was usually a frog or something, and it was a piece of metal?
Yeah. And you get thin metal, and it would click like that.
That's
yeah.
exactly yeah. what this was. That's exactly what they issued them in this movie.
One of my favorite World War II things, it's not a movie, but miniseries, Band of Brothers, if you've never seen that.
And you know, I never saw that either.
You
I
have
can't
to
believe
see that entire
I didn't
thing.
See that.
No, it's so good.
Oh, it's great. And it's right in the time. Another war that's difficult to find movies on, but I remember watching this in high school as well. I guess we only watch movies in high school. Porkchop Hill, about the Korean War.
Yeah, I've heard of it, haven't seen it.
It's again, it's an above average movie. It has Gregory Peck as sort of the lead soldier, but it's an interesting movie.
I'm playing of the leaves.
No, that wasn't you that did that. Somebody else.
Go away.
No, that wasn't you either.
No, that's busy. Another guy.
That was somebody else. Guy's
oh.
Colin wasn't here then.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Colin.
That's all right. And then the Vietnam War. I actually got to meet one of the co-authors of a book called We Were Soldiers Once and Young. And it deals with the first major battle between the VC and sort of the Americans. It's in the Yadrang River Valley, and it involves the 7th Air Cavalry. They brought back – this is the first time the 7th Cavalry designation had been used since Colonel Custer.
I hate to do this. It's cavalry.
Cavalry, sorry.
Cavalry is where the cross – Jesus. It's cavalry.
Okay, cavalry.
This is so awkward.
It's all right.
It's very awkward.
It's okay. Thank you for correcting me, Frank. I appreciate it.
Correct me anytime.
Of course.
Seriously.
I will. Don't worry. Okay. But the movie is called We Were Soldiers. It stars Mel Gibson. And
of course it does. Did you ever see Cadence with Martin Sheen?
No.
And, I can never remember if it's Emilio Estevez or Charlie Sheen, but it's Martin with one of his kids, Cadence, a terrific military movie.
I'll have to watch that.
It's a good one.
But We Were Soldiers. Did you ever see this, Frank?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. You have to see this. Mel Gibson plays Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, who sort of leads this charge into the valley, and a group gets cut off. It's very good. I don't want to get too much into it.
You know what?
It.
I think I did, but I have such a horrible memory. If it's been a few years, I could rewatch it. It's like I've never seen it before. I do think I saw this.
Yeah, Barry Pepper plays a photojournalist who gets dropped in with them, and it turns into this horribly hairy fight. He co-wrote the book with Hal Moore, and I got to meet Joe Galloway in high school. Yeah, and it was amazing to hear him talk about this, and I highly suggest you see the movie We Were Soldiers. And then we get up. I sort of combined. This isn't meant to be disrespectful, but I don't want to go through each of sort of the recent conflicts. Instead, I think it's worthwhile to say, let's not look at a dramatization of what these soldiers are going through. Let's look at something realistic. And the documentary Restrepo. Have you ever seen this?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Outstanding.
This is the movie to watch about these modern conflicts, and so I highly recommend you go see this. It does not watch like a documentary. It's
no,
excellent.
It's like you're there.
Yes.
And somebody put a GoPro on something, and boom, you're in it.
These soldiers, it's amazingly difficult, but the fact that these filmmakers went and experienced this boggles the mind. Again, these guys who are over there with no gun, they're just over there with a video camera, and when you see what happens, but it's called Restrepo. It takes place the deadliest valley in Afghanistan over 1 year. So there you go. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow, yes, you are. And yes, it is. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. Thank you, Colin. I knew he'd throw in some good veteran stuff. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Great vacuum cleaners and lots of other great products that are very affordable and make your home a better place to live. For 41 years, I have been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I've said that many, many times because it's true. One of these days, I'll say it's 42 years. You know when that day will come? Next April or May. It was right in there somewhere that I first went to Ballast Dental Care in 1973. So 42 years on the way. Now, I don't know why you go where you go to the dentist. Probably it's because that's where you've gone for a long time, so you've just never bothered. Maybe you're afraid you'll hurt your dentist's feelings. Well, your dentist has probably not been too afraid to hurt you on occasion, and I know plenty of dentists that I hear that about. They're not exactly too concerned with making sure it's a pain-free experience. I have never experienced pain at Ballast Dental Care. Now, that's not to say that no patient ever has. I don't know what everybody has had done there over the years, but I will tell you this. When I get a shot, the times I've gotten them, I never have known when they gave the shot. I've actually said, let me know when you're going to give the shot, and they say it's already done. There's an art, I guess, to giving that Novocaine shot in a way that nobody even knows it happened. Everything about Ballast Dental Care is everything you didn't think existed if you're afraid to go to the dentist. So let's just say this. If you'll make the first appointment at Ballast Dental Care, then you email me and you tell me if what I've said isn't absolutely true, that you will never again dread a dental appointment. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Well,
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Kirsten Weiland.
And we've still got problems on eastbound 70 east of Air Flight. You've got an accident. Now only the left lane is blocked, but traffic is a solid jam approaching the Earth City Expressway all the way through Air Flight. Westbound drivers slowing from 170. Only the left lane is blocked there. We've got a new crash on eastbound 40 west of Big Bend. Another one northbound 270 south of Highway 70 and westbound 40 near Timberlake Manor. We've got a crash there. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's a terrific app, and it's free, and it's a good way to get a Laclede cab. That's STL Taxi, and now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
No, listen, I don't want to screw up what's always a very nice and touching Veterans Day celebration, I guess you could say, here on the large morning show with my normal one-liner. So what I did want to say is that I'm very thankful for everyone listening who is a veteran, those folks who have been lovely enough to serve. And I want to thank my Uncle Bill and say that I'm thinking of, I lost my Uncle Bill earlier this year, and he served in World War II. And I'm very excited, though. Next week, I'll actually get to go to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., and do a Bill on the Road segment there, and also going up to Arlington National Cemetery. I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about it now, but that's a very fascinating place.
Have you been to Arlington?
No, it'll be the first time. I'm incredibly excited.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing else like what you're about to see when you watch the changing of the guard. I know that it doesn't sound like it could be that big a deal. I can't wait to hear what you say when you see that. There's nothing.
I don't know if excited is the word, but I'm really looking forward to making that trip. And so there you go. I just want to say thank you very much again to all the veterans who are listening. I love my country as much as anybody, and I'm always very thankful to you.
No, that's nice. That's so there you go. That's a good thing to do. Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
There he goes.
Afternoon.
Bill Clinton.